could look for Tupperware containers that are BPA-free. There's still other dangerous stuff in the plastics too, but the BPA is the big thing. Look for it, guys. Look for BPA-free anytime you buy any plastic. This is big. This is important. I don't think it's talked about enough. I think this is just as important as stuff like vaccines and fluoride. I mean, this is one of those big health issues. Everybody uses this stuff. Well, most people, like 90% of people, use microwaves, use plastic containers, or saran wrap. Don't do it anymore. Don't do it. It's not that hard to avoid. You don't need to nuke everything. And they call it nuking it for a reason. You really are nuking it. And then you're eating it. You're eating nuked food. Why? Think about it. Why are you going to eat nuke your food before you eat it? And the other thing with nuking your food, guys, is that kills anything. That's like nuking people. I mean, you're nuking the food. You think the nutritional value is still going to be there after you nuke it? It's all gone. All gone. If it wasn't already gone when they packaged the stuff, it's gone now. That's for sure. All gone. All you did is got rid of all the good stuff in it and inserted this radiation, basically. And you're going to eat it. I think that's absurd. I think these things should have never been put there for us. You know what I mean? I think they were, you know, this was part of the making sure we don't live too long and healthy plan. And you better believe that they have those types of plans. It's kind of depressing, you know. You know, but what do you guys think about this thing coming up in 45 minutes? We're going to stay with you for a little bit longer. I want to get some calls here. Why don't a couple of you guys call in? Let us know what you think about this little shutdown that's going on, because I'm not that happy about it. I'll be honest with you. I have a feeling it's not going to be 30 seconds or 3 minutes. I have a feeling it's going to be a little while. And everybody's going to be like panicking, and they're testing that. They want to see what everybody does. I think that's what it more is. It's to install a kill switch, maybe to get the internet too ready to run, like ready to go. So whenever they're ready to, boom. We talked yesterday about Anonymous. Supposedly they're going to hack the election. All right. Now, we all know how bogus the election is. So hacking the election is like saying the Vegas bookmakers fixed a wrestling match. I mean, come on, it's already fixed, right? But that'll make enough public outcry where they might be able to get to all this internet stuff they're trying to pass through, push through. If they stage a hacking of the election and people think their candidate's lost and they hit up everybody, like the people in the mainstream are just so appalled at the idea that the election was screwed up by Anonymous, they're willing to hand over their freedom of speech and everything to put through the internet too. And then all the people in the alternative media, all these, you know, Ron Paul supporters and everything, he'll probably be the one they hype up as that got screwed. You know, Ron Paul got screwed by Anonymous hacking the thing. So then all the people in the alternative media and all these people will all be, you know, making a big deal about it. And boom, there it is. Internet 2. Government ID to log in. I think that might be the big one. That's what Anonymous is there for, guys. We've talked about it. They're there to stage all this hacking. They're part of this plan. That's why I'm talking about them now. This stuff, this shutdown, everything they're shutting down right now, like I said, I believe, is to install a straight across of every platform kill switch. Kill everything at once. And I think they are really close to rolling out the new internet. I think they're really close, and all they need is this Anonymous election thing. Well, something that big. And I think that could be the big one. You know, I was thinking before it was going to be this fake alien invasion and this and that. But I think before that, well, that's the same time, guys. I didn't even think of it. I mean, that's November next year. And I said leading up to December 2012. I mean, we're talking about they might hit us at the same time. Two things at once. Anonymous hacks the election. The aliens are hacking into our internet and using it against us. So we got to take control of it, right? That's how the aliens don't know their way around, so they're using our internet to communicate, so we need to shut it down. Don't be surprised if you hear something that absurd. Don't be surprised if you hear something that absurd. And there won't be any aliens. And I'm not saying there aren't any aliens. I'm just saying there won't be when you see them on TV next year. Okay? That'll be fake. And this Anonymous hack in the election is fake. They might tell you Anonymous hacked the election, and they might show you some people in masks being taken away in handcuffs. That's about the realism of it, guys. It's always been about internet regulations. That's what Anonymous is here for. To make everybody feel like everything they do is vulnerable to an attack. That's why they attack things like MasterCard. That's why they say China attack the Gmail. Because people use that stuff. They know how many people use MasterCard and Gmail, and they'll be affected by this. It'll ring home with them. They'll be like, wow, I don't want my MasterCard hacked. Yeah, if you got to do what you got to do, government, and put your filters in our servers, you know, so you can flag whatever you want to flag. And if we got to log in with a government ID, so anytime anybody says anything, you know, you can come back to them. Sure, you can do that. Just don't let them steal my fake money. Right? You can take my freedom. That's what it's like. They play people for fools. Don't be a fool, guys. Don't let them do that. Let everybody you know that when this stuff happens, that it's fake. That it's made up. They're not hacking the election. The election's already hacked. All right? Maybe not on a local level. And even sometimes it is. But maybe not on a local level, but on a federal level. On you know, we're talking presidents and congressmen and senators. Sorry, guys. The election's hacked. Okay? It really is. I'm not saying don't read up on the candidates and be informed and know what they stand for. Don't get all caught up in it. There's so much better places you can put your time and research into. Because ultimately, they're just going to put who they want to put there. And they're going to do what they're going to do. Let's try and learn what they're going to do before they do it. And let people know. You know what I mean? Because then maybe they'll believe you right away. Right away. Right away. Once you tell them something's going to happen and then it happens, that's easy to get credibility with them that way. You know what I mean? Now, what else did I want to touch on today? I think that's pretty much it. You know, it's pretty much, for a final word kind of thing, you guys got to just stay really open-minded, but use common sense. Don't be so open-minded that your brain falls out on the floor. You understand what I'm saying? Be willing to look at everything. This applies. You can use this strategy for everything. Everything you want to research, this is the strategy I use, okay? And I think it's a good strategy, okay? I'm not saying it's the best strategy. I'm not saying, you know, if you have a strategy that your strategy isn't better. It's like, you know, you could relate it to baseball. You know, it works for me. It's my batting stance, okay? Maybe it works for me. Maybe it doesn't work for you. You know what I mean? But my strategy is, you know, you got to keep an open mind to everything. You got to be willing to look at every theory guy, everyone. Even if, let's pick an event. And I always pick 9/11, so let's pick something different. Let's pick, what do you guys want to pick? Let's pick the tsunami in Japan and the earthquakes. Okay. So, let's say you think it was a natural disaster. I'm just writing this down as I go, okay? Let's say you think it was a natural disaster, okay? And then you have this group of people over here that think it was the HAARP. Then you have a group of people over here that say maybe it never happened. I'm not saying that. I know that this happened, okay? You have a group of people that are saying it never happened and it was just media tricks again. Okay? Now, let's say you were there. Okay? Let's say you were there and you think it was, you know that it happened. Okay, and you're trying to find out how it happened. Well, you can still get value into looking into these other theories, even though you know they're wrong. Like even the media tricks theory, right? You were there; it happened. You got run over by the friggin' tsunami almost. Okay, the wave almost took you away. You're trying to find out, you know, more information on it. You're trying to research it. There's still value in looking down the roads. You know what's wrong. Keep your common sense in it when you go in there. Keep the information you know. But the people trying to prove that it was a media trick, right? Well, they might have photos and videos that you've never seen. And maybe because of that, one of those photos or videos, you see something that, you know, you didn't see. And then you realize, okay, maybe it was the harp. Or, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that I'm using a bad example, but, you know, because I didn't want to use the 9/11 again, because I always use that. I wanted to show you guys it was something else. But, yeah, so let's just make it easy. Say it was 9/11. And, you know, it was like, for me, say there's the controlled demo theory. Okay? And that's what I believe to be true before, not now. And then there is the official story, right? Now, at this point in my life, now let's rewind. Let's say 6 months ago in my life, all right, I already knew it wasn't the official story. And I thought I knew it was this controlled demolition story, right? Is there still value in looking at the official story, even though I know it's wrong? Sure there is, right? Of course there is. Because these statements you get from witnesses that you can lay a piece together and see what they mean. You can see that people are in maybe at the wrong places at the wrong time. I mean, there's all sorts of information you can get out of the wrong story. You just got to know how to weed through it and pick it out. And, you know, like I said, you know, before I even got to finding out about fake victims, hollow towers, any of that stuff, I went down a road that I thought right away before I even went down it. I thought it was wrong. Okay? And it was. But if I wasn't willing to look at a theory that I already thought was wrong and everybody was criticizing, if I didn't put 20 hours into looking into that, you know, I wouldn't have ever came to the real information. Because it got me there in an indirect route because I saw pictures that I wasn't seeing anywhere else. Nobody else had those same pictures, at least that I had seen. And when I saw them, I knew that there was something else going on. So I started to dig a little more and it took me in another direction that I never would have went in if I hadn't looked into, you know, the crazy directed energy thing, which is not true. So if you just tune in, no, that's not, I don't believe that at all. But I'm saying I spent enough time looking into it where I spent like a week looking into it. I wanted to see everything that this woman had. Now, this is after I know the official story is wrong. I think the controlled demo is right. I mean, I really, really, really think it. But I was still willing to look into that. And, you know, they're their own worst enemy sometimes. Because let me tell you this. Jesse Ventura, right? Called the Alex Jones show. Like, I've told you guys this before. And he said to him, hey, Alex, it wasn't thermite. It was a directed energy weapon. Blah, blah, blah. Got to read Judy Wood's book. Yada, yada, yada. Now, if Jesse's controlled, which I'm not 100% sure yet, but I'm really starting to lean towards it now. He's really like the last one I'm coming around on. And I think I'm just being naive because I really like the guy. And I shouldn't be naive like that. You know, they're all in on it. Well, Jesse, if he is controlled, and we know Alex is controlled, he's like the main controlled one. He's the whitewasher, the whole thing. Jesse was trying to get the good researchers of 9/11 to chase another crazy rabbit trail, right? That's what he was trying to do. He was trying to get the real researchers of 9/11 to chase another crazy rabbit trail. And it almost worked on me because I did chase it for a minute because I said to myself, here's Jesse Ventura. Now, this is right before, right, I'm talking a day or two before, I started to realize that a lot of this was fake. Jesse has had all these people on his show, I'm thinking. I mean, all of them. He's had Stephen Jones on there, and this is the theory I believe to be true. He had Stephen Jones on there doing his thermite test, right? And you would see the thermite beam, you would see the steel beam light up like crazy and blowing off tons of sparks because of the thermite. He would have Bob McElveen on. We talked about him, all right? He says his son Robert McElveen died, and but he's not in the SSDI, and, you know, the whole story. You see him on the Tower 7 commercial, both of them. You see him on Jesse's shows. You see him in Alex's movies. You've seen him on RT. You've seen him on Fox News, okay? Jesse's also had Donna Marsh on. He started off his 9/11 show at her house. She was showing him the simulated morph pictures of her daughter. Vanessa Lang Langer is her name, okay? Or, you know, is supposedly this made-up fictitious person's name. Now, I didn't know that at the time, and I thought these were real people. I really liked these people. I felt bad for them. So I did kind of chase that rabbit trail. But they screwed up. They think they have everything planned, but they didn't plan well enough because, yeah, I chased that rabbit trail. But, I dug too deep when I went over there, and I dug deeper than they thought I was going to dug, and, I started to notice things that they weren't trying to show me in the pictures that she had, like, well, one thing they were trying to show, how there was no debris at noontime on 9/11. Well, that doesn't explain the directed energy weapon to me. That explains maybe the debris was never there in the first place, Now, it took a lot more, like, it took me hearing, Phil and Larry's interviews with Jim Fetzer on the Hall of Towers to, totally come to that realization, obviously. But, it started to make you think. And then the real thing was with the cars. I saw the cars, and she's talking about how this, directed energy weapon wiped out these cars and burnt them up and all this. But there's no license plates on any of these cars, guys, And if I never went down that road, I wouldn't have questioned more. And because, some of her evidence, I thought, I needed to see who wasn't attacking her. And that's how I stumbled onto Jim Fetzer. And then upon Jim Fetzer, he had Phil Jahan and Larry McWilliams on. And then I heard the Hollow Towers interviews. And this is probably right after I had seen some photoshopping of a lot of the victims. It was like a day after seeing some of that. So I knew that some of it was fake, But I didn't think a whole bunch of it, and all of it was. And then I heard those interviews, and I mean, that changed everything. Once you know where to look now, it makes the biggest difference. And, after hearing the Hollow Towers interviews, the two of them, after hearing the mechanized shutter and lighting system at the World Trade Center interviews, you can't ever just go back to the other research and not look at this and not think about it and be honest with yourself. You can't. I mean, this is what happened. It is. And you just see more and more stuff keep coming out now that you're looking. You see more and more videos that just show you things that just aren't supposed to be there. That just aren't right. You see more and more photos where things are missing that are in other shots. Or, the sun's put in the shadow in two different directions because they put backgrounds and foregrounds. I mean, there's just tons of it. Tons of it. Tons of it. And you guys have heard the whole 9/11 shows that we've done. Most of you guys have. For those that haven't, go listen to the Hollow Towers interviews. They're right on our homepage, okay? And they're also in our archive. We try to keep everything in the archive. But seeing that we have a lot of new people, we like to keep those interviews right on the front for you guys. Check out the Hollow Towers interviews. They're the little Blog Talk Radio gadget right on the homepage of thelastamerican.org, okay? And I also have a show that's kind of a good follow-up to that. It's kind of a good thing for beginners to kind of bring you into the information. It's not as in-depth as the other interviews, but I feel it's a good starter for a lot of people, okay? And when you want to do some 9/11 research, guys, go to letsrollforums.com. I mean, there's not anywhere where you're going to find that same information, and you're not going to find it that in-depth if you do. I mean, not even close. You can find everything to do with 9/11 there, from the firefighters and the houses they came out of to the occupancy of the towers, and everything in between. And pictures of everything. People in the chat are always willing to help you out. It's a great thing. It's one of the great tools that I used to fully come to the realization of what happened. And this is big. You know why this is big too? Besides all the reasons we said? Because, like, when I first woke up and I realized 9/11 wasn't what we were told, right? It made me realize that we could be lied to about everything, right? They could be lying to us about everything if they're lying about 9/11. So now this is kind of like that, because if they faked 9/11, this huge event, right, makes me realize they could have faked a lot of stuff. Now, it would be foolish of me to start naming off all these events that I have in my head that I think might have been faked without researching them, okay? And I am going to research them. Just haven't had time yet. Now that this thing's kind of up and running, I'm going to start to have a little more time. And I'm going to go back and, look at a lot of different events that have happened, But look at them through almost a new set of eyes. And I know what I'm going to find, I know. I'm going to find that a lot of these events were faked. Especially the ones that we know as false flag terror events, okay? A lot of them. A lot. The percentage is going to be really, really, really high. And, I'm going to share the research with you guys. That's pretty much what I'm going to be getting into in the next month or so, you know? I want to start picking apart some other things too. But there's still a lot of work to do on 9/11. I mean, we need your help, guys. I mean, this is such a massive operation. It's such a big deal that, you know, you got to be crazy to think we can do this by ourselves. I mean, we need a lot of help. We need thousands of people helping us. We do. There's so many avenues to go down. Now, even though we know what happened now, pretty much, okay, there's many ways it could be proven. There's still so many side stories that you'd like to disprove and just, you know, make these stories just look absolutely absurd. I mean, you could spend so much time on that. There's a lot of ways you could go. There's still a lot of information that we still haven't uncovered. You know, we still don't know. You know, you still haven't uncovered all the people that are behind it, who exactly was involved. You might know some of the companies, you know, some of the media companies or whatever. We don't know them all. There's still investigative work to be done. Come help out. Be part of the team, you know, help us out. Help us out with the research. We got a bunch of great people on it, and there's another bunch of great people just kind of freelancing on the internet, doing their own thing, doing their own research, like I was. It's great when you have other people that have the same drive, guys, because you guys can compare notes, you can share things, you can talk about things. You know, it just it's kind of uplifting to know that other people are into the same thing as you too, and that they really care about it. Like it really drives their life too, you know. Because I think some of the people I try to talk to, they just don't understand. They just don't understand how important it is. They don't understand how important it is to me. They don't understand why I'm doing what I'm doing, why I would put my neck out on the line for something like this. How could you not? How could you know this information and not tell people? We're talking about the biggest event that's ever happened in our lifetime. Okay? I'm 34. Some of you guys might be older. Some other events, you know. Maybe Pearl Harbor or something. I don't know. Might be bigger for you. But for us, I mean, it's not even close. 9/11. 9/11. It's all a lie. And that's why I've been so passionate and fired up over the last year, because it was all a lie. I found out. And I felt bad for all these people, like Willie. Okay? I felt bad for the last man out. I felt almost respect for people like Jones and these other people in the alternative media that just, you know, ultimately are there to laugh at you, mislead you. They are, guys. If you know, there's a lot of good, you know, small time radio. You know, there's actually not as that much, but you know, you can find people. Just try and find some local people. You know, don't listen to these big names. And you know, that's what we're trying to provide for you. You know, we're trying to provide for you, you know, honest radio, guys. I mean, I know that's what I'm about. I know that's what Michael's about. I know that's what Phil's about. I mean, you guys can hear when we talk. You guys know that we're not, you know, withholding stuff from you, or we won't talk about things because of a certain agenda. No, we'll talk about whatever, guys. I just want to get to the bottom of everything. I don't like being lied to. Especially when the lies manipulate our lives, our kids' lives, our families' lives, the world. Think about this. Think about what's been happening for the last 10 years. It's like we're the Nazis now. Right? You don't see that? It's what it looks like to me. We invade everybody, guys. Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya. You know what I mean? Iran's coming. Syria. This is just in 10 years. All right? It'll be going on 11 soon by the time we get in Iran, probably. But in 11 years, all these countries. Then all the drone strikes that we're doing everywhere. Guys, we're mowing down people everywhere with drones. You just don't hear about it a lot. Yemen, Pakistan, Sudan, okay? Drone killing civilians. Imagine being a civilian, guys, just walking around, minding your own business, your downtown shopping or something, and you got a drone flying overhead and it just starts lighting you up. You and all your buddies. You and your kids and your family. You get lit up by a friggin' drone. How can you think about the fear of living in one of those cities? Right? Think about the fear. It's got to be scary. I mean, really, how could you even go out and not be looking over your shoulder all the time when you got drones striking people down? Imagine that. You guys don't have to live with that. They do. Those are our drones. Flying over their cities, killing people. Think about it. You want to talk about police state? Imagine you walked outside your house right now and you saw drones flying around before they even shot at you. All right? You'd feel really uncomfortable and unsafe, wouldn't you? Then what happens when these things are firing a little missile at your house? Or they're just shooting ammo at you, regular bullets, and lighting you up, lighting your family up. That's terrorism. That's terrifying, isn't it? Would you be able to even sleep at night? Imagine hearing the drone as you're trying to fall asleep. You hear a drone fly by. Whose house are they lighting up tonight? Right? Whose house are they going to light up tonight? Imagine having to live like that. We're expanding it, guys. I think I talked about it a few weeks ago a little bit. They're putting a drone base up in Africa. They're putting one up in Asia. They're going to be launching these things all over the world, guys. All over the world, terrorizing people with our drones, guys. Terrorizing people. Guys, here's what we're going to do, right? Because they're going to do that power off thing at 2 o'clock. They're going to shut down all the communications. Right when it comes back up, I'm going to do a special, just like a little 5-minute broadcast, just to come up and talk about it real quick. You know what I mean? Make sure everybody's stuff is working, hear what people think about it. We should do a little quick broadcast right after that happens. So what we're going to do now, guys, it's almost coming up at the end of the second hour. We're going to talk about the drones for another minute or two. We're going to play a song leading into 2 o'clock, and then at 2 o'clock, supposedly, everything's going to go out. Stay with us, and as soon as the everything comes back on, we're going to come back on for a few. We'll talk about it. If you guys want to call in, hopefully you can. That'd be a great time for you guys to call in right after we all get our connection back. 2 o'clock, it's coming up, guys, in 20 minutes. So what I was saying about the drones, guys, is it's got to be terrifying, right? How could you go outside? I mean, I wouldn't even want to go outside. The USA is flying drones over your city, and they've been killing people, okay? You already know that they've been doing it. They're going to keep doing it. Think that we wouldn't do that. I mean, come on. And they're going to put up these huge ones. They're going to put it, because remember how we were talking about Africa in general, and I was telling you how they want to take over the whole continent of Africa. Africa is rich in resources. And we were talking about how, I almost forgot about this too when I was just talking about all these wars. We're going into Central Africa right now, okay? We're going into Uganda and all these other places. That's why they're going to put a drone base there. We're going to terrorize the whole continent of Africa. We already screwed them over by taking out Gaddafi. They were all going to be on this new economic system that he was going to back with his own $100 billion in gold. Nearly $100 billion. I mean, why not? Why not put up some drones and kill the rest of them? Give me a break, dude. Is it really necessary? Is it really, really necessary? It reminds me of like Terminator. Like the machines just doing their own thing. Because we had a story, it was about a week and a half ago, where two American soldiers were killed by a drone strike, by our own drone. And the reason they were killed is the drone targeted them as an enemy. By the way they were shooting their machine guns, right? They weren't shooting at the friendlies. So the friendlies on the ground knew that they weren't hostiles, but the drone didn't know. And the people controlling the drone left the decision making in the drone's hands. Isn't that absurd? You got a guy already flying it with the joystick. Shouldn't he be making the last call on firing the button? On firing the missile or the rounds, whatever it was? Absolutely. But they put it in the drone's hands. And the information that the other troops relayed back to the Las Vegas people didn't get looked at in time. And he just ignored it or whatever it was. And those soldiers died for it. Two of them. I think they were CIA. They died. They got killed by our own drone. And that's not going to slow anything down. That's only going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And they're putting drone bases in Asia, Africa, and I think there was one more place. Is it South America? I don't know. I don't really see that much. But definitely Asia and Africa. We're going to take over that whole continent. We're going to suck Africa dry for resources. We're going to bring their population down through genetically modified food, probably, and sterilizing them. And we're going to tell you all that, you know, it's famine over there, and these people are dying because of that and poverty. But really, it's genocide by us, and we're going to strip them of their own resources. I mean, it's sad. It's really sad, isn't it? You think that's not going to happen? You think we're not going to have drills all over Africa, sucking the place dry for everything it's got? Of course we are. Of course we are, guys. Just like that whole plan about the Agra, Bill Gates, and all, you know, funding this feeding, the supposed humanitarian effort feeding hungry people in Africa. And all it really is an agenda to get GMO crops in there. That's all it is. That's all it is to control their whole food supply. And then when they want, they can pull the plug on it. Oh, but they wouldn't do that, guys. Oh, no. They wouldn't do that. Sad. Sad. I wouldn't want to be in Africa right now. I'll tell you right now. I would not want to be there, guys. That'd be the last place on earth I'd want to be. And not because it's not a beautiful continent, because I think in many ways it is. You see all the wildlife and stuff, and the giraffes and all this, and the leopards and everything running around, the African safaris and all that. It's awesome. But I wouldn't want to be there because I know what's coming. NATO is coming. All right? We're going to take over your resources. We're going to take over your banks. We're going to take over everything. We're going to control every aspect of African life. Pathetic. It's really, really, really pathetic. It doesn't stop. You know, you guys know, right, that when we're done in Africa, you know that they're not even going to take a rest, right? They're going to go right to the next place. I think you guys know that by now. What are we doing in Africa? Oh, yeah. Evil Gaddafi was gunning down his people. No, he wasn't. He wasn't. Just another excuse. How do you guys feel? For those of you out there that, you know, aren't totally on board with us yet, you do know that the same people that, you know, the official story wants to blame for 9/11, these Al-Qaeda people, okay? These same Al-Qaeda are the same people the U.S. soldiers were working side by side with in Libya. The same people. Those rebels in Libya were supposedly Al-Qaeda, okay? Now, what they did is they did that to laugh at you. Look how stupid the American people are. We can tell them Al-Qaeda killed 3,000 people, and then a few years later, we'll tell them we're fighting beside Al-Qaeda, and they're our buddies. Isn't that just absurd, guys? And that's what they did. They do this type of stuff all the time. I'm glad I'm paying attention now. I mean, I really am. I really am. I'm kind of excited about that JFK show. You know what? I'm gonna do it sometime next week. I don't want to put a day on it yet, just because I know Friday, I got that Alchemy event coming up. For those of you that don't know, I'll be speaking via teleconference to Los Angeles to a crowd of, I don't know how many, you know, several hundred people, probably a little under 1,000, speaking about the Hollow Towers. Originally, it was going to be an hour. They've kind of shortened my time, which I'm not that thrilled about. It's down to 45 minutes, which is going to be rough. But, you know me, I'll bang through the points, try and get as much out as I can. They are doing a pay-per-view thing. I mean, you know, I don't know how that's being run like that. But if you go to the alienevent.com or alchemyevent.com, or go to our other projects on here, I put a banner up over there for me. If you click on the Alchemy event banner, it'll take you to that site. If you want to sign up and watch it, there's going to be a lot of great hosts. If you guys, you know, if you want to see my Hollow Towers thing, I'm going to see if, you know, somehow I can get a recording of that for everybody. You know, I don't know how well that's going to sit, but we'll see. The event's like $20 to stream it. I thought it was a lot more. $20 isn't that bad. And there's going to be a bunch of people there. It's mostly people in the UFO community, different genre of study, but they're nice enough to have me on and, you know, pass our message out for a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of big name people there, like Kevin Smith from the other night. George Norrie is going to be there. Jordan Maxwell, David Farman. He's kind of throwing the whole thing. He was the one that, you know, was kind enough to, you know, ask me to be a speaker there. You know, if you guys want to check that out, I mean, I think it's going to be very interesting. There's going to be some real interesting people speaking there. And I'm going to be speaking on the 11th, guys. That's in 2 days. Yeah, I'm pretty much, when I get off here, I'm going to be pretty much wrapping up my presentation today, getting that all set. And, you know, that's going to be in 2 days. So if you guys want, go to that site. You can stream it or whatever. You know, and I'll see what I can do about, you know, getting us some content after the show, everybody. It's going to be good, guys. You know, we just did the Kevin Smith show last week. I did that last Friday. And then there's this thing this Friday. I mean, it's good to tell as many people as we can, you know. I'm willing to go wherever, you know, tell whoever. I'll go on any show that wants to hear our message. You know, I'll be more than willing to put it out there. And I want to thank Kevin Smith again for having me on. It was a great show. It was on for 2 hours. For those of you listening now, it's in our archive, and it's on our homepage, the interview on the Kevin Smith show. You know, he didn't censor me at all. He let me say everything I wanted to say. Everything except for I was trying to play a couple video clips he didn't let me play. But I think that was my fault. I didn't send them to him ahead of time. And he probably needed to see them, you know, for copyright reasons or whatever. It wasn't like he was censoring me or anything. He was a great guy. And he really seemed interested, you know. And I know a couple people have come over from his network. Guys, tell your other buddies over there what we're all about, you know. We can talk about all. You guys can call in and we can talk about whatever. If you guys want to call my show and talk about, you know, UFOs, the moon, quantum physics, whatever, I'd love to talk about it, you know. You guys can kind of take the stage for a minute because, you know, you guys are the expert on that. You know, call up. This, you know, we want to be as interactive as possible with you guys. You know, 815-680-5700. Or, you know, call us on Skype. You can go to the website if you signed in to Skype or whatever. Or if it's set up as like your default communication thing, you know, you just click the call me banner and it'll dial us. It'll dial us right up. Or you can look up our Skype name, The Last American Radio Broadcast, all one word, all lowercase. Or you can dial 815-680-5700 from any phone. And, you know, I'll get you right on. Now, like Kevin said, you know, we're into two totally different genres of research. And because they both require so much detail and attention, it's kind of hard for, you know, one of us to do both. You know what I mean? And that's why I don't usually talk about that stuff. But I do talk about a little bit of it. You know, I talked about some of it the other day. I talked a little bit about NASA, a little bit about, you know, what's really going on, what they're covering up, about the fake moon landings, all that stuff. So, I, you know, I'd love for you guys to come on and talk about it and tell us some stuff we don't know, you know? You know, it's an open platform. 9/11 is our bread and butter, but I'll go in any direction, you know? Any direction that's not absurd and disinformational, you know what I mean? I want to hear about everything. I want to hear about all this stuff. I really, 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 really do. I want to thank you guys for coming over and, you know, post a couple links over there. Try and get a few more people. I think they'll all like it. I think they really will. And hopefully Kevin will have us back on sometime. Maybe he'll have, he can have Phil on or something so he can get, you know, you can get some more info. Because, you know, the information that Phil can rattle off the top of his head, I mean, it's, you know, 10 times what I could do. But anyways, I thought it was a great interview. He had like a little TV show and everything. It's pretty cool. Pretty good platform over there. I liked it. This week it's going to be like a video streaming call. I was going to go out to California and do it, guys. And I apologize for those of you that, you know, might have bought tickets or whatever. It's such last minute. And it's, you know, it's just coming up with all that money to fly out there last minute. It was just too much. So I'm going to do it via teleconference. Everybody's going to see me on the big screen and, you know, they're going to get to see my computer screen too. And I'm going to be able to give a presentation and I've already got a presentation pretty much all set up with pictures, videos, links, everything I need to say. 45 minutes is really, really, really tight. So you guys are going to probably see me banging through it. You know, I'm going to be banging through it. It's going to be the crash course, 9/11, you know, Hall of Towers and information for you. You know, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. And I think that'll bring us some more people. I really, 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 really do. There's some nice people over there. You know, there's a lot of disinformation too, just like there is in our community. There really is. But there's a lot of good people over there. There's a lot of good researchers. I'm really looking forward to it. I really am. Just like I look forward to doing these shows. I look forward to Michael doing a show today. If he's going to be on, I don't know his deal. And Look at that. The online status of the Skype. Guys, if you were trying to call, I apologize. The Skype wasn't set up properly. Give it a call now. 815-680-5700. If you called, it probably went right to the voicemail. I apologize about that. The other thing, guys, for those of you that don't know, our archive is completely set up now. All you do is click archives up top. It'll bring you to our entire audio archive. You can listen to every show. Most of them are in order. They're all dated. You can download them, share them, email them, post them, whatever you want to do, okay? Usually if you click our stream, you'll hear the most recent shows. You'll hear the shows from that day, maybe the day before, or something we want to feature, and that'll usually loop around to the next day or something comes live. But if you want to catch something from the start, go to the archive. There's a ton of stuff in there. And that is now the 9/11 archive. If you go there and you click video, look how many videos we have in there. I mean, there's like thousands of videos. And, you know, what we're basically going to do is we're building this up to where if people want to sign up with the site, they get a great hosting plan. It's real cheap. And what it'll do, it backs up all the YouTube videos. Because they're starting to disappear, guys. They're canceling accounts. The videos associated with those accounts disappear when the accounts are terminated. We need to back all this 9/11 stuff up. So, you know, join up, upload some videos. It's going to be a great thing. And what it does, guys, when you start, I mean, we're going to clone the site for you. So think about that. You're going to start with all these videos you see in there. These thousands of videos or, you know, hundreds and hundreds of them. You're going to start with those. You're not going to have to search around. You're not going to have to upload any of them. You're going to start with, like, the most extensive 9/11 collection out there. I mean, the work that, you know, Phil's put in uploading all these videos. Just the other day, he put the whole BBC broadcast in, clip by clip by clip by clip by clip, for the whole day. You know what I mean? You can go back and see any of this archive 9/11 stuff. And it's not just the television archives. I mean, it's everything. It's the witnesses and, you know, all the street interviews and, you know, all the stuff. Everything. It's all in there. There's tons of different categories, so it makes it a little easier to find, guys. It's a pretty good platform. I suggest checking out our archive section, especially if you're a new listener and you want to get caught up on some of the shows. All the shows are there. They're all in there. The farther back you go, you know, the older it is, obviously, and you'll see that. So, guys, I want to thank everybody that listened today. We are going to come back in a few minutes, all right? We're going to come back on for just a few minutes after the shutdown. We want to see what happens here. We're a little curious here. So I'm going to play the outro now, guys. We're going to sign out in about 3 minutes. I guess we're going to get cut off, so you'll probably hear the stream and everything else die. And then as soon as it's back up, we're going to be back. And hopefully we can take a couple calls from you guys, all right? Thanks, everybody, for listening. You've been listening to The Last American Radio Broadcast. This is The Brian Stavely Show. And I will talk to you guys, hopefully, in, you know, just about 5 minutes. Thank you. The hood call it Pickery, Biggie, Puffy, Buster, Victory.
with me now. Next election. Same, different day, just ride through the city looking pretty as the usual.
This is what I do.
It's the same old thing, got the name on the chain just to let them know who's
you. In case you ain't know so.
And they know I'm over here, so they come and find me right after they lose
what
you.
What took y'all so long?
For you fast in a way we can let the say, excuse you.
Pardon you, lame.
At the end of the day, we just trying to find a way, and I might be a come up. Baby, you can hit your ride, but you gotta know how to do more than keep a thumb
you
up.
You rock, girl.
It's so incredible that it ain't edible, but they know the cake's real.
Pillsbury Doughman.
Yo, I couldn't even say, ask these other silicone I'll be in fake feel.
Yay.
Tonight, we really appreciate it. You're far too kind. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? We cook and roll with the Brooklyn Bulls. One last time, we need y'all to roll. Now,
what the hell are you waiting for?
After me, there should be no more. So, for one last time, people make some noise. Who you know, fresher than whole? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lyrically at. Can none of y'all mirror me back? Yeah, hear me rap, it's like hand G rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O. Raps Grateful Dead. Back to take over the globe and to break bread. I'm in Boeing Jets, Global Express. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, but expect, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Damn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open in him with no pen? Just draw up inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him with cheap imitation. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn Bulls. So for one last time, I need y'all.
Not come up with a logical argument or an excuse or a reason for that levee breaking in New Orleans. This is a very credible.
You want to start spouting factually. If you factually believe that that thing was blown up, then you better have some facts to back it up. If you're just going to be spouting those words, then they become reckless words and therefore they're dangerous words.
I agree.
So your testimony to be here today is very, very important.
As to the levee question itself, there are two things that we have to look at. We have to look at the various reports of explosions being heard, and we have to look at a crater at the bottom of a levee. We have to look at divers who said they went down, and there is a crater at the bottom of the levee that is explainable, consistent with an explosion having occurred. And so those are two pieces that you can actually go and look at. You can go talk to witnesses who are in the community and see how consistent it is that an explosion occurred, and you can go send investigatory teams down and look at that levee. And then you can look at history. Because who would have believed they purposely gave Native people smallpox? I mean, who would have believed that they purposely gave African people syphilis? I mean, who would have believed that? I mean, there's so many things that we can, that's just unbelievable, but yet they're out in history.
Yeah, perhaps we could commission.
If it is important, here's what we want to do. Even after today, we can have some offline discussions, because part of healing here is pretty doggone important.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Get into the
thing. So part of the healing.
Let's heal, and let's not look at what happened. Let's just forget about the fact that they blew the levees up. Let's focus on healing. I mean, that's what we're here for. It's almost like the 9/11 Commission. Remember how they're not there to get to the bottom of it? Well, they go, well, what are you here for? It's like the same thing. It's so similar. What is this hearing about? I mean, what are we here for? If you're not here to get to the bottom of this, we're here to heal?
We'll hit heel guy? I mean, give me a break. Guys, we got about a minute left of this. And, you know, I got maybe a couple minutes more of this same hearing that I want to play. Do you guys hear how ridiculous this is, though? I mean, you got witnesses, credible witnesses. The people that lived right there saw it happen. They're not lying about it. You can tell their stories. And this guy's just laughing at them. They don't want to hear it. Oh, you know, that's a conspiracy theory that the levees got blown up. Are you trying to tell me that somebody blew up? Yeah, that's exactly what we're telling you.
I would...
part of the... Let me just say...
Go ahead.
He's laughing right now.
Our charter
Big
is
smile.
Pretty limited. I'm going to go back to you here. It's to obtain the facts, pre-landfall and post-landfall, of what exactly happened. Now, within our charter, we can do that. We can find out whether or not there was an actual explosion or not. Mm-hmm. I guess what I'm taking away from your testimony is that you believe that's something we need to do. Right? Is that what you're telling us? We need to find out.
I think it's something that needs to be done. I kind of think it needs to be done by some independent parties because I'm a little worried about the truth that's going to come out of certain proceedings. I'm a little worried about that because it may be an effort to move on and heal and therefore not deal with things that have.
But what we can do is we can have some discussions here, and we'll bring that up and see what we can learn about the levy itself. Because if, in fact, there are also – if community leaders such as yourself are saying, Steve, based on what people are telling me, okay, something is not – doesn't pass a straight face test here, mm-hmm. then it's worthy of us to look at.
Right. And what I would like to see
– Can I finish
sure,
this?
Certainly.
Because it's also important for us to get to the next stage, and that deals with trust, right?
That's right.
All right. So go ahead, sir.
What I would like to see, if we were to raise some funding for the National Association of Black Engineers to do a study on that levy, would they be granted access to the levy?
Nope.
To do a documented evaluation. Budget neutral. We'll pay for it. Let's see what it is. But when my former chairman, who is a very accomplished engineer, Stanford trained, Bechtel trained, tells me he cannot find a logical explanation. If he follows him, he's not saying it was blown up. He's saying he cannot find a logical explanation for that levee breaking. The hurricane had come and gone. And we're talking about insurance. I've got a board member in New Orleans with a $1 million home, $800,000 damage, and they're telling her it wasn't a storm, it wasn't a hurricane, it's flood damage. So you only get $280,000. And you come up with the other $600,000 you need to make yourself whole.
Mr. Kennedy?
To your question, I honestly don't know the answer, but I would say this. And one thing that I am clear on from everything that I've heard about what happened that night is that it's clear that the people in the ninth ward, that the people near the levee, that the people who were near that levee, that they did in fact hear some kind of loud noise that night. Somebody has to explain what that was that they heard. And that's what you kept hearing the witnesses saying. The obvious explanation to many people is an explosion. But there has to be some explanation as to what was that loud noise everybody heard that night.
Ms. Arnwine,
let me hear it. Hundreds of thousands of gallons of water pouring in. It's got to...
Well, that would sound like bam, boom,
water.
Boom, boom.
Let me just say... We are going to look at that, yeah. And we have we don't know what is out there on what somebody may have on tape somewhere, what they might.
Right.
Have, but
so
we're going to look at it, and it might have just been the rushing water. I think people are sincere when they come up here and say they heard a loud noise. I don't know that you're ready to jump to the next, but I think that's something we need to look at, and I take it seriously.
A representative during the congressional testimony agreed to look into.
We're not going to listen to this narrator. He's pretty boring. It is a good video. I suggest you guys watch it, but the narrator is kind of, I don't know, he's kind of like monotone and just
real. It's, you know, he's kind of a tough listen. But the information in the video is great. It really is. It's called When the Levees Break, the Bombing of the Lower Ninth Ward. All right? And I'm going to post, I'll post that up on the blog for you guys to get after the show today. And, you know, basically what you just heard is a congressional hearing in 2005. You know, and the people, the residents, are trying to bring forward the information about how the levees were blown up, and they witnessed it. You know, they heard it. They were right there. It blew up. There's a crater underground. Then the police came through, like I told you guys, and they shot six Army Corps of Engineers. Now, that wasn't mentioned in this hearing, but that happened as well. Well, why are they shooting them? Because they blew up the levee. There's other parts of it that aren't even talked about. Like, the storm itself had passed over like 6 hours ago, and the water had already been receding for hours and hours and hours. So to think it would have breached then is kind of far-fetched, because the levees held. Those levees held through Katrina. Did you know that? Those levees didn't break from the storm. They held through the storm. They held for a few hours after. The water was already receding. They did their job. Well, they didn't do their job according to the powers that be, because they came and blew it up. Because that was their agenda, to flood that city. Main agenda number one, get everybody the hell out of there to put in their oil refinery. All right. Main agenda number two, test martial law in a major United States city. Right? And we could go on and on with their different agendas of the day. I'm sure there were plenty more. It didn't take me long to see that this was all, you know, a farce. You know, the things you see on TV, the way they make it look, guys, they make it look like it's just mismanaged all the time. But in fact, it's not mismanaged at all. It's managed exactly how they wanted to manage it. Okay? Did you know that on the first day, they had a Walmart truck come with food and water and blankets? Two trucks, and there was one other company. And the Army made them turn around and said, "We're all set." You're all set. Nobody got a drink of water for 5 days. 5 days. You're all set. They turned them around. And you've seen some of the people. You've seen how sick they were. They got shot if they left the Superdome and went across the street. You imagine that? Shot. Shoot to kill orders. Shoot to kill orders on your own civilians if they try and cross the street and go to the next town to get a drink of water. A drink of water. Imagine that? There were people outside dying with their babies. Dying. Like dying. The kids were dying. I got one more clip I want to play. This one's only a minute, okay? And this is a guy that was a former Bush sidekick during Katrina. Rocky Vaccarella. All right? He was a GOP operative. He was a big-time Bush guy. He was like one of his right-hand men, especially at the time. And he's come forth and said that the levees were sabotaged. Okay? It's come right out of the Bush camp. Ready? Listen to it.
In Washington this week, Rocky Vaccarella, called the Republican Rocky, came to Washington with a FEMA trailer.
I wanted to thank President Bush for the millions of FEMA trailers that were brought down there. Now I wanted to remind the president that the job's not done, and he knows that. And I just don't want the government and President Bush to forget about us. And I just wish the president could have another term in Washington.
Wait a minute.
You know, I wish he had another 4 years, man. If we had...
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the only thing I can say about that is... I live in St. Bernard Parish, and I was born and raised right there. I fished off them levees, and them levees held up during many hurricanes that came through. And you know, back in 65, it was a proven fact that the levees were blown up. And I feel my opinion about the levees is a little bit different than some other opinions, because I was actually on my roof when the levees broke, and I just, you know, have concern that it might have not been a weak levee. I rode my bike on that levee as a child. To me, the levee was like a Great Wall to China. I was inside the levee protection system. I felt safe. We bared the storm, and then, you know, next thing you know, the levees was breached. And you know what? Sometimes the levees will breach to protect other cities.
So you heard it there, guys. You heard it. You heard what he said. You know, and he was, you know, part of Bush's camp, all right? And he lives down there, and he knows, and everybody knows. Everybody knows the storm receded. They all know. They all know the storm receded and that the levees held up. They did their job that day. They really did do their job. But the Army Corps of Engineers also did their job, and their job was to come in and blow that thing up. That's what they did. That's, you know, that's sad that they would do that in our own country. And then to leave those people stranded there for 5 days, you know, I've been talking for 2.5 hours here. I don't mind to keep, need to keep going, guys, but, you know, I might as well. I feel like talking about this right now. 5-6 days, no water, no food. And they could have had it there on the first day. Walmart, and I'm not supporting Walmart, I'm not. But, you know, on that day, Walmart was doing a very good thing, and they brought a truck full of food and water and blankets for everybody. And they were turned around by the military at gunpoint. You know, get out of here. We're all set. Nobody's interfering with our plan. We're going to withhold water for 5-6 days. Then we're going to let you come in with it. Do you remember seeing all the people lined up outside the Superdome? The ladies with the kids, like, passing out. I was furious. You know, we can drop this supposed stuff, like, humanitarian aid across the world and stuff, and we can't get water and food into one of our own cities? One of our own cities? In less than a week? That's how long it took. It took almost a week. It shouldn't even take a day. Right? Those people are stranded. They should have food that night. I mean, seriously, how hot is it? It's not hot at all, dude. You see them flying over with news helicopters? Dude, they got all these helicopters. Fly them in there. Drop some food off, some water. It's not that hard. Seriously. You guys just let every common sense, and I did too, you kind of let common sense go by the wayside sometimes, and you don't think about how wrong that is. It's not that hard to get water and food in there. All they had to do was drop it off. That's it. All they had to do was drop it off, but they didn't want to. All they had to do was drop it off. Was there a water shortage in the United States? No. Could these guys have easily gotten crates and crates and crates and crates and crates of bottles of water, put them on a helicopter, and dropped them off in different neighborhoods and make sure everybody had some, you know, water and food and people wouldn't be going so crazy? Of course they could, but they wanted people to go crazy. They wanted to practice martial law. They did. They could have easily helped those people. What about the people on the rooftops, guys, that were stuck? And you have helicopters filming them. Stop filming me, you jackass, and come pick me up. Now, we know you can't pick up everybody in one helicopter. You sure as hell can pick up 6 or 7 people, though, can't you? You come back and get some more. Come back and get some more. This helicopter, come back and get some more. Come back and get some more. I mean, come on, man. And then to lock everybody inside the Superdome, and when these people are looting and stuff, to put it on TV like they're bad people and they're criminals. What? They're trying to get water and food for their children. And you're going to call them criminals? You guys are the criminals. The news media is the criminals. They're the ones with all the disinformation, okay? They're the ones misleading you. They're the ones that are responsible for a lot of the stuff, including the wars. They're just as responsible as the government. They go hand in hand. The crazy thing is, you know, we've mentioned this before about Hollywood when it was set up. You know, it was set up to be a propaganda piece for the government. Somehow, some way, somewhere, we all forgot that. Well, most of us did, you know? And I just feel like, you know, they've been using it against us. And been so good at keeping it under wraps, and we haven't known for so long. I mean, it really makes you wonder what's even real and what's fake in this world. I mean, it's really hard to even tell anymore, isn't it? It really is. You know, I hope you guys, you know, enjoyed the information I gave you on Hurricane Katrina if you hadn't heard that stuff yet, okay? Now, the only, you know, I like to tell you guys a lot of facts, and when I have a theory about something, I like to tell you that, hey, this is a theory. And I do have one theory surrounding that. Now, I could just leave this theory out and just, you know, leave the story as it is and it'll all be credible. You could check it all out and it'll all be true. But I'll take a little risk. I'll put a theory out there. I think that they sent that hurricane there with the harp. I do. The thing was lit up like crazy the night before. When they're using it, it lights up the northern lights, all different rainbow colors. And that's exactly what happened the night before. And the storm kind of just hovered there until it moved in. You know what I mean? It kind of just waited until the right time and then just moved in there. I don't think that was an accident. I think the whole thing was controlled. Because what do you think? They just kind of waited for a hurricane and then, you know, Bush had, you know, teams ready to go down there and blow up the dams. All of a sudden they came up with this plan, blah, 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 blah. No, that was all. It was all part of one big plan, a bigger plan. They probably sent the storm over there. They probably did. But even if they didn't, everything else I just showed you is a fact, and those levees were blown up. And I encourage you guys to go and watch the interview that I just played and watch the witnesses in court in a congressional hearing testifying to this. They're testifying to it being blown up right outside their house, okay? And there's still big blast craters under the ground, okay? And there's still, I guess there's charge where you would stick a charge on the wall. There's still burn marks burned in the wall from it. Underwater. They blew those levees up. And the cops killed them. The New Orleans cops shot and killed them. Why? Why would they ever kill our own army in the time of a crisis? Oh, I know why. Because the army was caught blowing up the damn dams and flooding everybody. That'd be a real good reason, wouldn't it? I don't know what's happened to the cops since. I haven't really heard. I'm going to have to look into that. You know, you guys can look into that too, you know. Yeah, it happened. Look it up. Look up, you know, six Army Corps of Engineers shot by New Orleans police officers, Katrina. And you'll see it. It'll come up somewhere. You might have to search a little more than that. But you'll get it. And when you see that, I mean, come on, guys. Come on. You know, we're coming up on it being 3 hours now. And... you know, thank you everybody for sticking with us. I really got to get off. I got to fly and get some other things done. If maybe Michael will be back on this afternoon. If he is, we'll let you guys know. This show will be in the replay shortly. I just need to do a lot of editing to it. And then probably about 15 minutes, you can catch it in the replay. And you'll be able to catch it up on the archive shortly after that. For right now, guys, I just thank you. Thank you so much for sticking through, you know, and listening to this, and taking in this information. I'm really glad that, you know, we have an audience that wants to learn some things. Thanks everybody for listening. It's been another great show. This is the Brian Stavely Show on the Last American Radio Broadcast.
Murdering is not Islam and you are not observant. and you are not a Muslim. Israel, don't take my side, cause look how far you've pushed them. Walk with me into the ghetto, this where all the went. Complain about the liquor store, but what you drinking liquor for? Complain about the gloom, but when you pick a broom up, just listen in the pot, ain't gon' make it stop. A rebel in your doubts, ain't gon' make it out. If you don't become an actor, you'll never be a factor. Pills with million side effects, take them when the pain's felt. Wash them down with diet soda, killing off your brain cells. Crooked banks around the world were glad to give a loan today, so if you ever miss a payment, they can take your home away. Worse than all the violence. Fear is such a weak emotion, that's why I despise it. We scared of almost everything, afraid to even tell the truth. So scared of what you think of me, I'm scared of even telling you. Sometimes I'm like the only person I feel safe to tell it to. I'm locked inside a cell in me, I know that there's a gel in you. Consider this your belling out, so take a breath and hell a few. My screams is finally getting free, my thoughts is finally yelling down.